Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Kathleen Carnan Monroe. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. We always have so much fun together, and it's a wonderful opportunity for me to be here. Thank you.
Kathleen is representing the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, and she does that very well because you created it.
Yes, it's so much fun to have your own orchestra with wonderful children, and we work together as a family. It's just a great thing.
All right. The Westminster Youth String Ensemble is in the Westerly Pawcatuck area and has been established since, I think, 2014, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have a new home this year. We have the Westerly Senior Center on State Street in Westerly as our new home where we have rehearsals. And it's a wonderful thing because we have different groups that meet at the same time. We have the Auto Club. We have the Quilters Club. We have the Taking Off Pounds Sensibly Club. So the children get to know all of the adults, and the adults get to see how the children are progressing with their music. And it's a beautiful community.
Sounds like a great partnership.
It is. It's right. Wonderful. We love it there.
You know, the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, I'm going to read the mission statement, provides a high-quality string music performance experience for promising young musicians from southern Rhode Island and southeastern Connecticut. And that kind of says it all. It's been doing this for a number of years now, and you've been doing concerts. You always do. I know there's one at Halloween, right? You have a big Halloween concert.
Yes, we do.
We talked about.
Yes.
I think that's the last time you were here. We were talking about that. And now coming up on May 5th is going to be your spring concert.
Yes. It's kind of a pops format. We have popular and classical pieces, and it's really a fun concert.
What is the age group for the ensemble?
The youngest child we have is 6, and the oldest is 18. So 6 to 18.
Well, that's quite a span for usually, you know, you get like the 6 to 8 year olds, and then the early teens and the later teens, but you put them all together.
Yes, yes. Well, we have the festival strings, which are the younger children, and then we add the older kids for one piece, and then the older students play by themselves also. So, it's really great.
All right. So, on this concert, you're going to be playing what kind of music?
We're going to be playing some classical pieces, Ode to Joy by Beethoven for the younger children. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing the medley from Beauty and the Beast by Alan Menken, which is pretty tricky for the strings. And When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2. We have a percussionist who's playing with us on that number. And we have some contemporary pieces that we're playing. And
so a wide variety.
A wide variety of pieces, yes.
Wide variety. Now, you're a music professional yourself, as far as you teach these children as you go along, right?
Yes. Well, some of them have other teachers. I teach them. We groom them at the ensemble, but they all study privately with that's part of the rule. They have to study with someone privately so they can work on the music.
And you play the ukulele.
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it, actually. It's quite the rage right now.
What is your normal instrument?
The cello. And I actually come and play with the kids. Sometimes I'll just sit down and play the cello, and we'll play like we're having a jam session, and they seem to like that because we're all performing together. It's kind of like a group thing.
Okay.
So
the Westminster Youth String Ensemble will be performing May 5th. And that's going to be where?
At the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue.
Okay, not to be confused with your rehearsal place. The concert's going to be at the
concert's going to be at the Westerly Armory.
All right. And when you want to get information about it, there is a website, which is westminsterstrings.org. Or you can call. Operators are standing by, right?
Yes.
401-596-5000. 5225.
That's
and
correct.
If they call before midnight tonight, did they get something special?
Yes.
Okay. An autographed picture of Kathleen?
Possibly, yes. Okay. I'll have to dig one out.
All right. Well, let's get to some music. And what did you have for us first here?
The first piece is Verdant Meadows by Bruce Tippett.
All right. We're going to do them one at a time. So let's start with that one. Recording, obviously, and I'm always amazed at how beautiful the music is, and I don't mean that in any way other than the fact that I'm reminded the children are so young, and it sounds like a professional recording, and it's live besides.
Yes. Well, they never cease to amaze me, honestly.
Yeah.
Any challenge I give them, they usually meet that challenge and maybe even do better than that, so.
Well, there you go.
Kids are great.
All right, this next track is track 5. Tell us about this one.
This is The Coronation of the Queen by Susan H. Day. I always tell the children to perform as if the Queen of England is marching in and not to rush it and make sure she doesn't trip over her train. And they seem to play well when I tell them that.
Excellent. Da, 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 da. Thank you. Kathleen, we have time for one more piece before we take our first break. What do you have for us next?
The next piece is a Mozart Allegro, Kerschel 3, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Westminster String Youth Ensemble, or Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the actual name. Kathleen Curran Monroe is here. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to some beautiful music. That Kathleen, when was this recorded? Was this last year?
December 8th of 2018.
Wow.
Yes.
Just a few months ago. It's beautiful, beautifully done. And we're talking about a concert that's going to come up on May 5th, and we're talking about the music that will be presented then. But in the meantime, your ensemble does lots of other stuff. Let's talk about that.
We have a lot of events coming up. May is going to be a very busy month for us. We have the concert on May 5th at 3 p.m. at the Westerly Armory. We have on Thursday, May 16th, we were invited to play with the Westerly High School Chorus to perform the Lacrimosa by Mozart at 7 p.m. at the Westerly High School. That's on May 16th. On Saturday, May 25th, we have been invited to play in the gazebo of Wilcox Park as part of the Virtue Art Festival. So from 1 to 2:30, we perform, and we always have a make it a really fun day. We have pizza and ice cream sandwiches from Mel's Creamery, and we have so much fun. And then in August, the 24th of August, from 11 to 12:30, we've been invited to perform in the gazebo of Wilcox Park as part of the Old Time Fair, which is the 350th anniversary celebration of the town of Westerly. And there's going to be music from noontime until 10 p.m. They're going to have room full of blues and all kinds of performers. And also, I think they're going to have a train that goes through the whole, for little children to ride on, a little miniature train through the park. And we're going to be playing on that day, August 24th. So we're very excited about all these opportunities.
Excellent, excellent.
And then one thing I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. This is the 10th annual Westminster Summer Strings Academy, which is held at my home from July 15th through July 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And We have chamber music and ensemble playing, and it's a wonderful experience. We have a big performance on Friday the 19th at noontime, and then we have a big ice cream party at the end, an ice cream social, we'll call it.
That's the second time you've mentioned ice cream, so
yes,
that must be a big part of things.
Food is very important to us. Yes, keeps us all happy.
All right. Now, that's going to be this summer, so people can find out about that by going to the website?
Yes, they can find out about that going to the website, or they can call 401-596-5225.
All righty. Well, let's get back to some music, and what do you have for us next?
The next piece is entitled Hidden Passages by Catherine Greisinger. It's a beautiful piece, and it incorporates a lot of classical pieces that you will recognize, and they're all kind of glued together in this Hidden Passages, Night on Bald Mountain. You'll recognize a lot of these different pieces, and we performed this actually at the Halloween concert in October, and we also performed it in December, and the kids really enjoyed performing it.
Keep the music flowing and tell us what's next.
The next piece is entitled La Réjouissance, Saraband, and Jig by Georg Philipp Telemann. And this is performed by the Chamber Players, which is the oldest and more proficient group of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you.
We're going to change recordings now and go back a few years ago to a piece that you're going to be performing, but this is the group you directed back a few years ago. Tell us about this one.
This piece is entitled When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2 by the fabulous Randy Newman.
Okay. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Kathleen Carter Monroe is our special guest tonight. She is with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. She's not really with them. She is the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Creator and conductor and probably wash clothes and all kinds of stuff for them.
Oh, yes, I do. I give them snacks.
Snacks?
And
right.
I give
lots
them
of ice cream, I've heard
beautiful
about.
Gold seals that they get. They really value those because...
not that kind of
stuff. No, they're gold, beautiful gold, pure gold, of course. Okay. And I give them seals. They have to really earn them, but they put them on their music folders, and it's become a real, it's taken on a life of its own, those gold seals. And they come by armored truck to my home. Well, they're delivered by armored truck. Yes.
Well, you're looking at me very seriously. Right. Well, that's amazing. We've been listening to some great music that was recorded mostly last year. This last piece was a few years older than that. But we're talking about a concert coming up on May 5th. which is going to be at the Westerly Armory. And if you'd like to get information, you can do so by going to the website westminsterstrings.org or call the phone number 401-596-5225. And we want to talk about more music that's going to be done that day, and you're going to tell us about it.
Yes. The next piece is the Fanfare and Coronation by Richard Meyer. It's a lovely piece, and we really enjoy performing that.
Kathleen, one of the things we didn't talk about was the size of the group, about how many people are involved.
We have about 30 members right now.
30? Well,
yes.
That's something to control.
Yes. And, we're always excited about having new members join us, though. That's the thing I really want to stress. We have scholarship money available for students that may not be able to afford to be members, as there is a tuition fee involved. But I just see the value in this group. So it's such a great group, and I have children from 6 to 18. So some of the students I will have for like 10 or 11 years. And so the students develop a bond with the other members as they're maturing. They're getting to be better performers, and it's a very, very deep connection that we all have. And I would like to open it up to any student that's interested in playing a string instrument. We have money for lesson scholarships and for tuition scholarships. So please don't hesitate to call 401-596-5225, and we'll work out some solution for whatever situation you may be in. But we'd love to have every student involved, because I am passionate about what this group provides for students, and I've seen it do miraculous things for all of these young kids.
Now, is there an audition process, or how do you...
They just have to be studying privately, but if they do not have a private instructor, we can give them names of teachers, and we can also provide partial scholarships at least for their lessons.
Excellent. All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful endeavor. Let's get to another piece of music, and what do you have for us now?
The next piece is a Beethoven lullaby by Brian Balmage. It's an air on Ode to Joy. ¶¶
Kathleen, I know when you're dealing with a group like this, sometimes it takes a village. So it's not just you, although you do a preponderance of what goes on, but other people help out occasionally.
Yes, I have a dear friend, Kathy Aiello. She was actually my children's kindergarten teacher, and when she retired, she offered to help me, and she's our orchestra manager. She takes attendance and keeps all the paperwork in order, and I just love her dearly, and the kids do too. So I want to thank Kathy. I also want to thank Don Reynolds, who's the director of the Westerly Senior Citizens Center. He has allowed us to use the Senior Center for free. Wow. Can't beat that. He's a wonderful man, and he's welcomed us with open arms. And I'd like to thank Roberta Mudge Humble and John Humble from the Westerly Armory for allowing us to use that historic building. And they're always so kind in letting us use it for rehearsals and for our concerts. So we have a lot of wonderful people that are supporting us.
Excellent. All right. Let's go to Track 11 and tell us what that's about.
Track 11 is The Dance of the Harlequins by Larry Clark. It is a fun piece, and we really enjoy performing it. The audience loves it, too. And Larry Clark is a wonderful, very prolific contemporary composer, and this Dance of the Harlequins is one of our favorites.
Thank you.
great music provided by the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And their concert coming up on May 5th. I just want to kind of go over the details. And that's going to be at what time, Kathleen?
The concert is at 3 p.m.
at the Westerly Armory.
On Railroad Avenue.
All right. So you can find that easy enough. And the other thing I should mention is that you gave me a new brochure tonight. Very nice, by the way. And it has on the back page that contributions can be made to help further the cause, right?
We would love contributions.
And they can come in almost any denomination. You have all the way from an ensemble member is from $5 to $49, and then a soloist is $50 to $99, concertmaster $100 to $249, and it goes up from there. And
yes.
What I think everybody should be is, you know, at least a maestro.
Yes. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Any denomination is perfect. We really do. We help a lot of children with scholarships, and we really could use any amount of donation that you could afford to give.
Right. Excellent. You know, and in this brochure, there's several pictures, and all the kids look like they're having a great time. I mean,
we have so much fun.
It's not the kind of thing where people are, you've got to practice and like it.
No.
You know, it doesn't look like that at all.
No, that's the thing. It's a nonprofit organization that meets after school, so the children come because they want to. And we have so much fun, and we get to know each other so well. And I can even look at a child that I've had for a few years, and I'll look at them, and we actually are both know what each other is thinking. I mean, we get very close, and it's a wonderful experience for me. I wouldn't do it if I didn't feel the passion about what we can give for kids and make them feel like they're really worth something, and they are.
Well, okay. And if you'd like information, we've named the website a few times, but one more time, it's westminsterstrings.org, or call the phone number 401-596-5225. And Kathleen, I want to thank you for coming in tonight, bringing the music to us, and telling us all about the organization and continued good success. We hope that it goes for many, many years to come. And we have one more piece of music to go out with. What will that be?
That will be In the Cool Department by Scott Watson. And I want to thank you, Mike, because you're the best, and thank you for supporting our organization. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. And, you know, this particular recording you want to play because there's a kind of a little feature in it, right?
Yes. There are three performers that are soloists that are actually adults.
Okay.
And one is Ben Padula. He's on percussion. We have Jose Cordero, a trumpet player who played with the Coast Guard Band for many years on the trumpet. And we have Dr. Robert Hayden of Westerly. He's an orthodontist who's playing clarinet in a very, very jazzy way, I will say.
Well,
so we thank the three gentlemen for coming and helping us.
All right. Let's give it a listen. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.